Okay, today is Brachas Daf Yud Gimel. We are on Yud Beis and Yud Beis by the Mishnah. Three lines before the lines get wide. Everybody knows this Mishnah because you say it at Seder. It's in the Haggadah. Why it's in the Haggadah, nobody knows, right? Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. We mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Even though you don't wear tzitzis at night. Well, that's in the parasha of tzitzis. Right? And even though... What?
We didn't leave at night.
That's what I thought it was. We didn't leave at night.
We didn't leave at night. You want to say that? Okay. So the reason we say it in parasha of tzitzis is because it's true that we didn't leave, that tzitzis is not worn at night. However, tzitzis is still a very chash of a mitzvah. As a matter of fact, as we're going to see later on today, I can only count two mitzvahs that you do every day of your life. And that's tzitzis and Kriya Shema. You don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. You don't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. You don't bench on Tisha B'Av. You could do Kibbutz of Aim every day. Most people don't. You could do Chesed every day. Most people don't. So what do you have left? Those two.
You're talking about Mitzvahs
D'Oraisa. Mitzvahs D'Oraisa. Maybe a third one could maybe be davening, depending on what you hold about davening. That's really it. There are many mitzvahs that you do almost every day, that learning Torah is almost every day, and because benching, you could do Kibbutz of Aim almost every day, but not most people don't do that either.
Because the Torah...
What?
Because the Torah is not the right
thing. It's not a mitzvah, I don't know, it's a mitzvah. Kibbutz, you get a tayag mitzvah to say Birkas Torah?
Well, you're supposed to learn every day.
I understand, so on Tisha B'Av you can't learn. Kibbutz, so it's not every day, it's almost every day.
It's not always.
Exactly, it's not always. So says, I didn't make this up, says the Tosfos Yontif, that's why tzitzis was a very chaviv davening, thank you, tzitzis was a very chaviv parsha, everyone knew it, because everyone loves wearing tzitzis, so they, you know what, you're saying tzitzis anyway, you know tzitzis, to say tzitzis in, what do you call it, that we'll say Kriya Shema, we'll see, it's here this time, in the parsha of tzitzis. Fine, very good. Amar B'Elazar Ben Azaria, Hayanikim Shim Shana, I'm like 70 years old. Right, we all know what that means. V'lzachisi sh'ta amar yitzhiyah ha'zayim b'leilos. I didn't know the b'kar to say yitzhiyah ha'zayim at night. Ad yidarsha ben zoma. Until ben zoma made a drasha. Sh'namar it says, l'man tizkar with yom, tzeizchem eretz ha'zayim, kol yimei chayecha. You should remember yitzhiyah ha'zayim all the days of your life. Yimei chayecha yom. All the days, yimei chayecha means the days. Kol yimei chayecha ha'leilos. Kol yimei chayecha includes the nights. V'chavim omim, no, yimei chayecha ol mazeh. Call, what's called? Lahavi, Limos, HaMashiach. And even in Mashiach's time, we're going to recall Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tanya, Amalahem ben Zoma lechachamim. So this we don't say at the Seder. So when Zoma said it to Chacham, nu, so v'chi, maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim, Limos HaMashiach, are we even going to really do that? Are we going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Mashiach's time? It's going to become overshadowed by the Geula. So we're going to mention that. Valok for Nemer, it says. It's not, it's a pasuk. V'hine, yamim barim lo Hashem, days are coming, says Hashem. V'lo yomru v'od chay Hashem asher alas b'nei Yisrael me'ar Yisrael. No one's going to say, look at this great God who took us out of Egypt. No. Ki yim chay Hashem asher hele v'asher hevi yazer b'nei Yisrael me'ar Yisrafona v'mikol artos asher yedichizim sham. Look at this Hashem who brought the Geula. He brought all the Jews from all over the world scattered in Gullus. Look what he did. So we're not going to mention Yitzhak Yisrael anymore. So what do you mean, Yimosa Mashiach? Amru lo shet ta'akar. It's Yitzhiyah Yitzhayim Koma. No, we're not. This puzzle doesn't mean that we're going to be removing Yitzhiyah Yitzhayim from its place. No. Ella, Shtei Shibud Malchios Iker. Shibud Malchios is going to be the main recalling, the main Hazkara. Yitzhiyah Yitzhayim Tafalan. Yitzhiyah Yitzhayim will be secondary. So we're still going to do it, it's just going to be secondary. Right?
It will still be a Pesach.
That's what it sounds like. I don't know about Pesach, but we will recall Yitzhiyah Yitzhayim every day. Why? As a secondary geula. Kiyotzeva, similarly, a secondary type of thing. Kiyotzeva to Omer. It says, Lo yikra shimcha od Yaakov. Ki im Yisrael yishimecha. We're no longer to call him Yaakov. Yisrael. Right? What does that mean? That means that there's no more. Lo sh'ag Yaakov b'mkomo. Not that Yaakov is no longer a name. Ella, Yisrael ikr. Yisrael is the ikr name. The Yaakov tafelo. And Yaakov's tafel. Yaakov's secondary. V'chenu Omer, it says, Al tizku rishonos, don't remember the early ones. The kadmonios and the earlier ones, The Rishonim are the first ones. The Kadmonis are the earlier ones. Al tisbonenu. Don't think about them. Al tisku Rishonos the Shibur Malchios. That's subjugation from the nations. The yeah. That it means a reference to Bavel, Madai, and Yavon, which is a very long time ago. Anybody here remember the Gullus of Bavel and Yavon and Madai? Nobody here remembers that. Right? Nobody remembers that. The Kadmonios, Altis Bonanu, Zu Yitzias Yitzayim. Anybody here remember that? That's the reason why I'm asking. Anybody here remember that? None of us remember that. What? So you remember it? You have not remembered it at all. Who says you were there? Who says you were there? Okay. What do you remember? I remember the Gullus of it now. Right?
It says not that you actually did.
Hinini Ose Chadasha, I'll make something new now, Ata, now, Titzmach, it'll sprout. Tana Dip Rabbi Yosef, Zu Malchus Gogu Magog. That's the Malchus Gogu Magog. That you'll remember. If you Zohar to be there, right, you'll remember that. Mashal Amad Dov Adoma. Listen to how some, the Achronim read this Gemara. Mashal Amad Dov Adoma, La Adam, Shrey Mahalech Paderech. He's walking down the road. Upoga Bo Zeev. He bumps into a wolf. Nitzal Mimenu. And he's saved from the wolf. For Masapim Holech, Maisa Zev, comes to Shul, tells all his friends, look at this, I was saved from the wolf. Unbelievable. Pagabari, he meets a lion. Venitzal Mimenu, he's saved from that too. For Masapim Holech, Maisa Ari, and he's telling over the Maisa Ari. Right? Pagabo Nachash, he meets a snake. The Gemara assumes that a snake is worse than an Ari. Right? Venitzal Mimenu, and you save from it. Vishachach Maise Shnehem, and you forgot the other two. It didn't say that before. It didn't say you forgot by the Ari. It didn't say you forgot the Ze'ev. It didn't say that. Now it said you forgot the other two, right? All you're doing is mentioning the Maise Nachash. Says the Marsha, yeah, you know what's going on here? The Zev is a reference to Malchu, is the reference to the Gullus Mitzrayim. And the next one, the Ari, is a reference to Bavel and Modai, those Gulluses. Those Gulluses happened relatively close to each other in history, more so than now, that people can still say, I remember that. That was still in the consciousness of of the Hamonam. But now, we forgot everything. Who remembers those things? Nobody remembers them. That's why the Gemara only says v'shachach now, right? There's an idea that as time goes on, my idea, the consciousness of people is shorter. Like, there are people that lived before World War II, Jews, that lived before World War II, that would cry over people that lived, let's say, by the Chmelnytskyi massacres as if it happened yesterday. They had a much, what? Which was in the 1648, Shabtai Tzvi's times, before Shabtai Tzvi. They would cry over those lost like they were living, at the dining room table the year before.
Right.
The consciousness was much shorter. The time, the forgetting of tzaras, and even good things, was much, much longer back in time. They were able to remember these things and feel them literally like they just happened. Today, 5 minutes ago, we forget. Our consciousness is shorter. It's a theory that I have. Because if you look at the way people write about Tsarist before World War II, 500 years meant nothing to them.
Yeah, well, World War II was a...
It was a big change. It was a big change. The whole world changed. I'm saying, it was a big change. So you look at pre-war Europe, people used to fast on Chaf Sivan. No one even knows today what that even is. No one even knows what that is. The Slichos and the Siddur for Chaf, no one even knows what that is. Why? Happened for things that happened in the 1100s and the 1400s and the 1500s, different tsars, all happened on the same day, Chaf Sivan. No one even knows what that is today. Their consciousness was much shorter. That's what the Marsha is saying. So to remember what happened with the Yitzhak Tzayim, Bavel and Modai, the new thing overshadowed the old one, but they didn't forget about it. Now we've forgotten about it. Who remembers those things? All forgotten.
Those things are part of our Masorah. As opposed to these things that are not written down as part of the...
Fair enough. Af kach Yisrael, so to Yisrael. The later Achronos will forget the earlier ones. We'll make us forget the earlier ones. Now that we mentioned... So that's the end of the story. So why do we say it's Yisrael time in the future? It's only going to be Tuffle. And we brought a raya, let's just like Yaakov and Yisrael, what do we call them? So now, since we got onto that topic, Avram, who Avraham? There's a pasuk that says Avram, and Avraham is the same person, right? B'tchil l'nasa av l'adam. First, he was an av to la'aram, I'm sorry, to Aram. Avram, an av to Aram. U'l'basav nasa av l'chala olam kulu. Then he became an av to the whole world, which is Avraham. Sarai, he's Sarah. Sarai, by the way, is the same person as Sarah. Right? Betchila nasis Sarai, right? La'umasa. First she was, Sarai means prince, a princess. First she was a princess to her nation. Sarai, my princess. Ulbasav nasis Sarah l'chol olam kulo. Then she became a princess to the whole world. Okay? Tani bar kapara. Kol hakore la'avraham Avram. If anybody calls Avraham Avram, if anybody does that, over ba'asei, you're over an asei, Shenemar says, Vayashem ha Avraham. Your name is going to be Avraham now. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, over Balav, you're over los asei, Shenemar, lo yikari od es shem ha Avraham. No longer shall you be called Avraham. So if you call somebody Avraham, what are you doing really? Right? What are you doing? It's like a little bit of a slap in the face to Hashem. Right? If you call him, when he was born, his father Terach named him Avram. Hashem says, "I want to call him Avraham." What do you like Terach more than Hashem? You're calling him Avram.
Because it hates Hashem.
What?
Hashem.
I understand, but Hashem changed the name, right? So if you call him Avram, what are you doing? Oh, I like Terach's name better than your name, Hashem. That's what you're really saying. That's not such a nice thing to say. It's not very even to say that. That's one shot. He says like this. This is a very interesting thing. He says, how come we still call him Yaakov?
He said that.
What?
It doesn't say
what?
Your name will now be, that should not be
called
anymore.
No one gives that answer.
It doesn't say it. Huh?
The Malach changed Yaakov's name.
Both. First the Malach changed and Hashem changed.
Right?
Yeah, it doesn't say it.
What?
You have a double episode like that by Abraham? Or it just changes it?
It just changes it. So, how come by Yaakov, there's no Isser to call him Yaakov? So, first of all, no one says what you said.
That's fact.
So, he says the
Torah still calls him Yaakov, no?
What? So the question is, why does the Torah do that? The answer is, who called him Yaakov? Who named him Yaakov the first time when he was born? Really? Was it Yitzchak or was it Hashem? I think it was Hashem, or it was Ruach HaKodesh. So the name is good for Hashem too. So they're both good names. That's one answer. Listen to this answer. That's one answer.
Change of mission.
What?
Change of mission.
Oh, so the, is there something called the Perashat Kosev on the Ein Yaakov says that the reason why we still call him Yaakov is because what does Yaakov mean? That it was grabbing onto the heel of Esav. That's still true. We're still in Galus. So we're still trampled on. We're still looking up to... Still call Yaakov. Similarly, the Chizkuni says a similar part. It's an unbelievable part what the Chizkuni said. He says, Yaakov is a reference to that Yaakov tricked Lavan, right? Yaakov, Esav. Esav says, Yaakov, Yaakveni Pamayim. He tricked me twice. Yaakov is a Lashon of crooked. He tricked me twice. Esav complains. He first sold the Bechor for me, and then he got the Brachas for me, right? So there's a tzad to say that we want to cover up that name. We don't want to publicize that name. So we don't use that name anymore. Comes along the Torah. No. We don't shy away from that. We're not embarrassed. We didn't do anything wrong. Yaakov didn't do anything wrong. We'll call ourselves Bnei Yaakov till Mashiach comes. No issue with that. We're not going to hide ourselves. We're not going to hide that name, like, you know, brush it under the rug. No. We're not doing that. Name's still out there. Not bad. Right? The name's still out there. Call ourselves Yaakov all the time. Half the room is called, not half the room. Many, you go into a shul with 100 people, you'll find 5 Yaakovs, no matter, for sure. Among all the adults and kids, no question, 10% of the people are going to have that name somewhere. Why? We don't shy away from that name. It's not a bad name. I had a good thing, the Esav, that's all good. But we don't think that. We don't agree with that. And therefore, it's a real name. Yeah?
Isn't it also relevant that Avraham was given his name as part of a bris, and therefore, you know, by...
The name Avram was given by Terach.
Yeah.
That name is rejected.
Right.
Avram got elevated. He's now Avraham. You can't go back to that name. Yaakov's a different story.
No, but my point with Avraham is that the name change happened in association with the bris milah, and therefore...
Okay.
You accept the...
We're saying the same thing. We're saying the same thing in different words, 100%. The Marsha asks, there's a Gemara that says, if you call Avraham, Avram, it's a machlokas. Some say over an asay, some say over a los asay. Not one posek brings that down. Not one Shulchan Aruch says it. Nobody brings this down lahalacha. That you're not allowed to call Avraham, Avram. No one says that. No book of Jewish law mentions it. Not one book in the shelf mentions it. Why not? The Gemara says you don't have to do that. Right? He leaves the Pitzarachian, so I don't know why no one mentions this. Okay. He doesn't know, I don't either know. Anyway, Elamayata, Hakore Sar Lasara Sarai Hachanami. So the same thing with Sarai. Right. If you call her Sarai, she'll also be over Alav. No, Hasam Kutchabrichul Amal Avram. No, Hashem said to Avram, Sarai Ishticha, Losikori Shema Sarai Ki Sarai Shema. He really only said to Avram if he knew. So it's not the same kind of avera. Elamiata, Kor Yaakov, Yaakov Hachanami. What about Yaakov? Same story. No, Shiny Hasam, the Hadra Hadri, the Torah itself goes back and calls him Yaakov. Dichsiv, Vayomer Avra, Elokim, Yisrael, Maris Alayla, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. Why the Gemara picks that pasuk? I don't know. Masav Rabbi Yosef, Bar Avin, Vitam Rabbi Yosef, Bar Zavida. What?
It's important because
you have
both names.
Right.
And because it's Hashem calling.
Okay, good. Atahu Hashem, Elokim, Asher Bachat, Avram. But there's a pasuk we say it every morning. That you call Hashem Avram, right? Amaleinu Hasam Navi who dekametzad l'shabchei derachmana madahavi meikara. That was just a Navi recalling history. So you're not calling him Avram, you're just recalling that he used to be called that. Exactly. So that's no Isra'in that. Okay. Hadron Alach me'emesai, Hadron Alach me'emesai, Hadron Alach me'emesai. Finish the first parak and one parak and shas under our belt. One down, a lot more to go. Hayakor batorah. If somebody is reading the Torah, yeah, right? If somebody is reading the Torah, he's reading the Torah. Why is he reading the Torah? The Mishnah assumes he's practicing, he's learning, and it turns out, look where he's up to. He's up to Parashas Ve'etzchanan, he's reading the Parashas Shema, he looks at his watch, look at this, it's Zman Kriya Shema right now. Early in the morning, it's Zman Kriya Shema. I can be Yotzi right now, Kriya Shema. Says the Mishnah, Im, Kivein, Libo, Yotza. If he has Kavana, to be Yotze, he's Yotze. Right? If he has Kavana to be Yotze, he's Yotze. Now, it sounds like from here, that the Mishnah Berurah says, you see from here, that if you don't say, Baruch Shem, Kivod, Malchusa, La'olam Va'ed, you're Yotze. Why are you Yotze? Because Baruch Shem doesn't appear in the Torah. So if you're reading if you have a Chumash or a Torah, and you're reading, you're practicing laning, and it comes to that parsha, ooh, I can be Yotze Mitzvah now. I have to have Kavanah. So Kivein Libo, then I'm Yotze. What a Baruch Shem? It's not here. So obviously, says the Mishnah Berurah, you see from here that you don't need it. Others say, no, you were Mechavein the first Pasuk, which we're going to get to that. What part of Shema has to have Kavanah? What part of Shema has to have Kavanah? It's a five-way machlokas in the Gemara now. We're going to have a five-way machlokas. So the first pasuk, you have to have Kavanah. That doesn't require Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem comes after that. So it's a machlokas. This issue is a machlokas. Right? Now, the Mishnah goes off on a little bit of a tangent. Baprakim, if you're in between prakim, okay, you're in between prakim. What's in between prakim? So whatever those prakim are, the Gemara is going to explain what they are. In between paragraphs of Shema and perhaps the brachas of Shema, you're in between paragraphs, and somebody walks in and says, hey, how you doing? So can you answer back, hey, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. Can you say that? Are you allowed to do that? So ba prakim, in the prakim, so machlok is what you're allowed to do. First, shalom they have covered. You can ask somebody who's makovod, the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva walks in, somebody chashiv walks in, oh, how are you? Oh, good morning. That you could say. Umeshiv, and you can answer a guy out of covod. Be'emtza, in middle of a paragraph, only shoel mipnei hayira. You can only talk to somebody, hey, how you doing? Someone you're afraid of. Rashi says something very, very difficult, which every Rishon disagrees with. Rashi says, Adam shuyar yupan of shuliyah hageyu. Shouldn't kill you. Afraid the guy's going to kill you. Avol bifnei hakavod. Lo. Just because the rabbi walked in, him you ignore. Middle of Shema.
The guy walks in with a gun, put the gun down. Oh, good morning, how are you? So everyone says, well, it's not one of the big three. You have to die, not during Shri Yishma. What does Rashi mean if the guy's going to kill you? Others say it doesn't mean that. It means the guy's a little bit of a rough guy, and if you don't say a little good morning to him, he won't give you a job. Something like that. You're afraid of the guy. Okay. Not that he's going to kill you. It's a difficult Rashi. What do he mean by that?
Like our expression, he cuts you dead.
Exactly. So, Ube'emza Shal Mehayira, you can talk to somebody you're afraid of. Umeshiv, and you can answer him. On what grounds can you answer him? It's a machlokas nigra, what this word umeshiv means. Does it mean because of Yira or even because of Kavod? Devei Reb Meir, that's a Meir Shita. Reb Yehuda Omer, he's more machmer. Be'emza Shal Mehayira, he's more Mekel, I'm sorry. Shal Mehayira, he can say good morning to somebody you're afraid of. Umeshiv, but they're covered. And you can answer because they're covered. So if somebody walks, Rabbi walks over to you, oh, good morning, how are you? In your middle of Shema, is it covered? You can answer him, Baruch Hashem, how are you? Be'emza, I said that already. Baprakim, if you're at the end of a paragraph, then Shal me'akavod, you can say good morning to somebody because of kavod. Umeshiv shal mechaladim, you can answer anybody. Any Joe Schmo walks in, you can answer him too. Now the Elohim Bein HaPrakim, these are the Bein HaPrakim. Bein Bracha Rishon L'Shniyah, at the end of the first Bracha, going into the second Bracha, right? Bein Shniyah L'Shma, from the end of the second Bracha to Shma. Bein Shma L'Vahayim Shemoa. Bein Vahayim Shemoa L'Vayomer. Bein Vayomer L'Emes V'Yatziv. Those are all Bein HaPrakim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Bein Vayomer L'Emes V'Yatziv Lo Yasek. You shouldn't stop, pause, to end the Shema going into Emes V'Yatziv. That's not a place to stop. It's not called Bein HaPrakim. That's called Be'emso. Okay.
But it's only Bein V'Yatziv. You don't have to go further.
Well, then you're for sure Be'emso. So I said the word Emes.
Right.
Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And the rabbi taps on the shoulder. Good morning, how are you?
But you can't answer.
So I can't answer. Why? Because I'm called Be'emso.
Right.
Now I said the word V'Yatziv. I'm also Be'emso. Yeah. I'm also Be'emso.
After Be'atzev, I think you could speak.
No, you're Be'emsa.
All right.
So then whatever the rules are, Be'emsa. The point is, Bein HaPrakim, we were more Mekel. Says, this is not one of the Bein HaPrakim. Fine. Amr B'Shua Ben Karcha. Lama Kad B'Parsha Shema L'Vahayim Shemoa. Why is Shema before Vahayim Shemoa? And don't tell me, because it's earlier in the Torah. Because Vayomer is even earlier than them. It's in Parsha Shlach, and that's last. So why is this the order? Not because it's chronologically in the Torah. That's not the reason. So the answer is, I'll tell you why Shema is first. What's Shema about? Kadei sheyakabel olav ol malchus shemayim tchila. First be makabel ol malchus shemayim. V'yachakach makabel of ol mitzvos. And then be makabel ol mitzvos. Which is Shema is about kabel ol malchus shemayim. That's what Vayim Shemo is about. Vayim Shemo levayomer. Why is Vayim Shemo before Vayomer? Again, don't tell me because it's chronological, because it's not true. Shai Vayim Shemo noeg b'yam yom b'alayla. The Yomer enoig ela b'yom b'vad, because at the end of the day, the parsha of Yomer is still about tzitzis, which is only noig by day. That's put last. Good, very good. Now, this is a topic that appears five places in Shas. Only five places. Shema mina. What did the Mishnah say? If you're learning and you come to the parsha of Shema, you're reading the Torah and you get to Shema. What does the Mishnah say? You have to have kavana to be yotze.
Right.
Shema mina, mitzvos, srichos, kavana. You see from here that when you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavana.
Right?
Right? Black and white Mishnah. Right? Do you have to have kavana when you do a mitzvah? It's a big inyan. We paskin for mitzvahs d'oraisa, yes. For mitzvahs d'rabbanan, no. What's a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Shaking lulav, not the first day of Sukkot. So you shake a lulav because you're a robot and you're doing it just about everyone else. Oh, it's time to shake a lulav. Okay, here. You're not thinking about it at all. You're yotzei the mitzvah, whatever that even means. How can you even hold mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana? How could you do a mitzvah without what kind of mitzvah is that? Why am I eating matzah? Because the Seder said, the Haggadah said, oh, now it's time to eat matzah. I'm not thinking about it at all. I'm dreaming about the Yankees. That's Yotzei. You get a mitzvah? Okay, so it's derisa, so maybe not. But a mitzvah derabanan, you just do it by rote, and some hold that even derisa, you don't have to have the kavana. The Mishnah is going to say it right now. No, the Mishnah is going to reject it. Sounds like it says you have to have kavana for a mitzvah. No, ma in kivin libo. What does it mean you had kavana? Likros. You had kavana to read. We today can even learn without having kavana. We could bench and have no kavana. Possible to do that. You could daven and have zero kavana. You're saying the words. So that's what it means here. He's just saying the words. So,
but is kavana defined as understanding what you're saying, or kavana means I have in mind to be yotz of the mitzvah?
Excellent question. That's why I brought the Mishnah Berurah, because we'll get to that in five. We'll get to that in Amud Beis. Now, so what did the Gemara say? No, it just means you had kavana to read. You didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean kavana to read? Likros v'kakar, but he's reading. So the Gemara says, no. Bekori l'hagia. He's reading a Sefer Torah because he wants to make sure that every letter is there. He's a sofer, and he's checking to make sure every letter is there. So the Tosfos explains it very well. The third Tosfos. Pirish Bekuntris, Shemes Chavin Likros. He doesn't even have kavana to read the words. He doesn't even have kavana to read the words. What he's doing is, Tema, Akati HaKakar, but he's still reading the words. Al-Kain, Nero Kori l'hagia. You're reading to check the letters. Shana Kore Hatevos Kil Chasan. You're not even reading the letters properly. You're not even reading the words properly. You're not reading the word Shema Yisrael. You don't even say it like that. You say Shin Memai. You're not even saying the words. Why? You just want to make sure all the letters are there. You're just checking the Sefer Torah to make sure it's a kosher Sefer Torah. Shana Kore Hatevos Kil Chasan. You're not even reading the words properly. Uvnikinikudasan. The way they're pronounced. Ella Kisivasan Kari. You're just reading the way they're written. Kadeh Lahavin Bechaseros Viseros. You're just checking to make sure every letter is there. Kamol Totafos, Mizuzos. Now, what the Gemara says is, so what the Mishnah means is, that's for sure not Yotze. You have to at least have Kavana to read the words properly. You have Kavana to be Mekai in the Mitzvah? Maybe not. No Rai, you have Kavana to be Mekai in the Mitzvah. What do you have Kavana to do? To read the words properly. That's not Kavana for a Mitzvah. You have to at least read the words. You know what? I got to read the words now properly. Do I have kavana to be makai in the midst of Shema Yisrael? No, there's no raya like that. Okay. Now, there are five. There's five of machlokas. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan, Kriya Shema Kikiksava Divir Rebbe. In order to be makai in the midst of Kriya Shema, you have to read it in Hebrew. You can't read the English art scroll. Chachamim Omrim B'chol Lashon. You can read the English art scroll. My time at the Rebbe. Why did Rebbe say no? Amar Kra, I'll tell you why, it says, V'hayu ha-dvarim. These are the words. V'hayu. These are the words. You got to read them in Hebrew. Rabbanan, Ma'itamayo. How can the Rabbanan say you can read in any language? Amar Kra. It says, Shema. Shema Yisrael. Here. B'chal Osh, Tata Shemea. Any language you could hear. V'Rebbe Nami Aksiv Shema. But hey, Rebbe, doesn't say the word Shema, which implies any language you could hear? No. No, it means when you say Shema, you have to hear yourself. No, if you don't hear yourself, the Rabbanan says, if you don't hear yourself, it's also Yotze. So what does the word Shema mean? Any language. But according to Rabbanan, it doesn't say Vahayu, only this in meaning Hebrew? No. You can't read it backwards. V'Rebbe Shalyikra L'Mafreya Menole. How does Rebbe know you can't read it backwards? Nafkale Midvarim Hadvarim. It says Hadvarim. What does it mean backwards? Rashi says something very difficult. Rashi says, Rashi of Dvarim Hadvarim. Davil L'Michta V'Hayu Dvarim Ha'ela. It says, it could have written V'Hayu Dvarim Ha'ela. These are the words. But it doesn't say that. It says Hadvarim Ha'ela. L'Midrash Shikra Hadvarim Kesidron. Velo limafreya. Not read it backwards. Kigon, for example, ubisharecha besecha mizuzos. Right? That's what Rashi says. You read the words literally backwards. Says the Rashba. Rashi can't mean that. That's for sure nothing. What is that?
Exactly.
You're reading these random words. Don't even make any sense. Rashi didn't mean that. Rashi meant that, which is also crazy because I'm not even saying anything that makes any sense. And even if we took him out of order. I could read the pasuk of Yahavtes Hashem Lekecha before the pasuk of Shema. I could do that. Would it be so far-fetched? Would it be so outlandish? This is outlandish. To say words in a pasuk, that's outlandish. What about if I said the pasukim out of order? It wouldn't be so crazy. Rashi was lav dafka. Rashi didn't mean to exclude saying the word the pasukim out of order. That you're also not Yotze.
If you're reading it like a robot,
right?
So
we're going to say what
has the same meaning.
The Mishnah, what we said was the Mishnah said there's no raya. you have to have kavanah. We're going to say you have to have kavanah anyway. From the mission, there was no raya. Because it could be you're just reading it to make sure there's no mistakes. There's no raya, you have to have kavanah. We're going to hold it. You do have to have kavanah. That's what we're going to hold. And so you have kavanah. But I'm reading it out of order. Why? Because I'm trying to see, you know, people can say the alphabet backwards so fast as the way some people can do that. I want you to do that. I want to say it backwards. So every pasuk makes sense. Every pasuk standalone makes sense. The answer is no, you can't do it like that. Even if you have kavanah, it's still not yotzei. For sure, you say crazy words out of order, you're not yotzei at all.
What if you said kumeko v'shakoto? Words mean the same thing.
Right. So you also, that's what Rashi's saying.
Right.
You didn't change the meaning. It's still not good. Exactly. Now, v'rabanan gvarim hadvarim lo darshi. They hold that those two words, there's no joshua from them. No joshua. Okay, fine. Now, lememra. You mean to tell me the Rebbe Savar called Torah Kula B'chol Lashon Emra, that the Rebbe holds that the rest of the Torah you can say in any language? What does it mean you can say in any language? Like, what are you saying? What are you saying? Laning? You want to lane in English? Is that what it means? Whatever it means. These Hakadat Lashon HaKodesh Emra, because if the rest of the Torah also has to be read in Hebrew, V'hayu D'chas Rechman Alamali. Why do I need the word V'hayu? The whole thing has to be read in Hebrew. The whole Torah. The answer is, because the Amarach, the Chasav Rechmano, the Distrach, Mishon, the Chasav Shema, because it's Shema. And I would think the Shema could be in any language that you understand. No, comes along the Torah, V'hayu. And now the same thing for the other way. Lememra, the Rabbanon, Savri, the Rabbanon, the Chal Torah Kul, B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, that the whole Torah has to be only read in Hebrew. Right? Shema, the Chasav Rechmano, Lamali, the Vasi Shema. Shema means that you have to say it in this language, right? That Shema means any language. The whole Torah is also any language. So you want to tell me it's a riot that the whole Torah has to be written in Hebrew? No. Itzrach, Mishon Dekasav V'hayu, because it's V'hayu. Okay, so it's because I want to make sure that no one makes a mistake, that's why it said Shema. Okay. So there's a machlokas about that. Now here we get to Kavanah. Tanur Rabbanan. V'hayu. Shri Likra L'Mafreya. You can't read it backwards. Al Hadvarim, Al Levavecha, Yachal Tekol Shekol Parashakua, Tzvicha Kavanah. I would think the whole parasha requires Kavanah. Talmud Lomar, Ho'eleh, Ho'ele, ad kan tzvicha kavana. Until the word va'eli di kavana. Mikan va'ele chen tzvicha kavana. Dibber Rebbe Eliezer. What is that? Says Rashi. Ad al livavecha. Which is the first two psukim. Some say it's the first three psukim. It's a machlokas. Rashi Tosfos. Okay. First two psukim, you have to have kavana. This is the first sheet that we have. How much you have to have kavana? The first two or three psukim. Amar lo Rebbe Akiva. How are you, Omer? It says, Asher Nochi Mitzavcha Hayom Al Livavecha Mikana Atalama Chakala Parshakula Tzvicha Kavana. The whole first parsha requires kavana. Shita number two. Amar Rabbi Bar Barachana. Amar Barachana. Halacha Kiribi Akiva. We hold like that. Ika Demasni La'aha. Some said like this. Titania Hakari Hashema Tzarshi Chavan Eslibo. Yes, that's kavana. Rabacha B'Shem Yehuda Omar Kivan Shekivein Libo B'Perak Rishon Shuvein Otzarech. Right. Amar Rabbah Bar Barachana, Amar Biyochana, Halacha Kabachas, Amar Shem Rabbi Yehuda. It's the same Shita, right? The first Parsha. Tanya Idach, V'hayu, Shri Likra L'Mafreya. You can't read it backwards. Now, Al Livavecha, Rav Zutra Omer, Ad Kan, the first Parsha is Mitzvos Kavana. You have to have Kavana. Mikan Ve'ilech, the rest, the second Parsha, it's Mitzvos Kriya. You have to read it. What does that mean? Rav Roshi Omer, Ad Kan, Mitzvos Kriya. The first Parsha is mitzvahs kriya. Mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kavana. After that, you have to have kavana. Maishna mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kriya. What does that mean? Dechsiv, it says, l'daber bom. Speak these words in the second parasha. You have to say it. Hachanam yiksiv v'dibarta bom. In the first parasha, it says v'dibarta bom. Same thing. Hachikamar. No. Ad kan mitzvahs kavana ukriya. First parasha, you have to have kavana, and you have to read it. Mikan ve'elech kriya below kavana. Second parasha, you don't have to have kavana. So you have to read it though. No kavana. Ma'ish ad kan mitzvahs kavana ukriya. Why is that true? Because d'chsev alev avecha v'dibar tabam. Ha'asam nami, it says in the second parasha, d'chsev alev avchem v'dabar bam. Same thing. Ha'hu b'bar le'le k'dub Yitzchak. Now that's a different word. Why does it say those words? It says, d'amar v'samtem es d'varai ele tzvicha she sima k'neged alev. If you learn from there, that the tefillin are near your heart. Which is why we put a tefillin on our muscle, so it's near our heart. Okay. Amar, so Raboshia said, Raboshia Omer, Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kriya. Mikan ve'elech Mitzvahs Kavana. Maishna, Mikan ve'elech Mitzvahs Kavana, Mishum Dixiv Alev Avchem. Hachanami Yatziv Alev Avecha, the first Pasha Alev Avecha. No, Hachikamar, Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kriya ve'Kavana. Saying the same thing now. The first parsha, you have to have kriya and kavana. Mikan ve'elech, kavana below kriya. You have to have kavana without kriya, whatever that means. U'mayishna adkan mitzvahs kriya ve'kavana, t'chsev alavavecha v'dibartabam. Hasanami, the second parsha, t'chsev alavavchem l'dabrabam. Ha'uba divrei Torah, t'chsev, that's talking about learning Torah. V'chakam rachmana. Igmu b'nayach l'Torah, teach your children Torah, ki'hecha d'legir subahu, so they'll be fluent in it. And I finished. Tana Rabbana. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Malkeinu, Hashem Echad. Ad kan tzricha kavanas halev divrei Rab Meir. How much kavana you have to have? First pasuk. First pasuk. Amar Rava halacha ki Rab Meir. We paskin like Rab Meir, right? So there are five shitas. Rabbi Eliezer said the first two or three psukim, right? That's one part. The Rabbi Akiva said parsha Rishona, right? And who else said the same thing? Rabbi Acha, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zutra, and Rabbi Yochanan all said the same thing. Tana Kama said, I don't know where he gets this from, all three parshios, if that's Kavana. Shita number four, Rabbi Oshio was the first parsha and the second parsha, but by the second parsha, you had to have Kavana alone, you didn't have to read it. And Rabbi Meir held Pasuk Rishon. Who do we hold like? Says the Mechaber, Hakori es Shema, velo kivein libo, but pasuk rishon. You don't have kavana by the first pasuk. Shehu, in case you don't know, Shema Yisrael, lo yotze yidei chavaso. You're not yotze. Shulchan Aruch paskins, first pasuk only. Vashar, the rest of it, im lo kivein libo, you don't have kavana. Afilu hayakar batorah, even if you're reading a Torah, o magia haparshios, you're checking to make sure there's no mistakes. Oilu, ba'onas, it's a sign of Krishna. Yotze, yotze. V'hu, she kivin libo pasuk rishon. First pasuk, you have to have kavana. Okay? Now, that's in Tziv Hei. In Tziv Dalid, the Mechaber says, yesh omrim, some say, she'ein mitzvot rikhas kavana. Mitzvot don't require kavana. How anyone could hold that? It's a good question. V'yesh omrim, some say, mitzvot rikhas kavana. They do require kavana. Ladas basias osa mitzvah v'chein halacha. The halacha is mitzvah requires kavana, and the Mishnah Berurah explains only if it's a daraisa. Mishnah Hey, halacha Hey, what do you have to have kavana? At a first pasuk, comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says something. If you have one Mishnah Berurah to know in your whole life, this is probably the one. I never mentioned this. The Rambam says that the reason why Kriya Shema is the opening sugya of Shas. It's because it's the only mitzvah that applies every single day of your life. That's why the Shas opens with Shema, because it's every single day. We live the exact opposite of what we're supposed to live. We have kavana on mitzvahs that show up once in a blue moon, and the mitzvahs happen every single day, we don't have kavana. Which is the exact opposite. Right? But it comes to even Rosh Chodesh benching once a month, even Shabbos once a week. Right? It's certainly a mitzvah that comes once a year. Pesach and Sukkot, kavana. And everyone's so excited. It'll be every single day. Everyone just davens it like it's nothing. So if you have one Mishnah Berurah, listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. Kavana zu hamura kan. This kavana that says you have to have kavana by the first pasuk. Ain't a kavana hamura b'sif dalet. Not the kavana of sif dalet. You have to have kavana when you do a mitzvah. No. Sham hu takana gilasa dechovas mitzvah. That's to be b'chayim the mitzvah. You have to have kavana. We hold you have to have kavana by mitzvos. Right? So of course you have to have kavana when you say Shema. Otherwise, yeah, you're to the mitzvah. Amazing thing. By the way, you're sitting here anyway. It's not like I'm asking you to do something you're not doing already anyway. Anyway, you're here. So if you're here anyway, so have it's such a bush of the thing, you have kavana, you're here anyway. I'm not asking you to come special. That's not what, you're here anyway, davening Shema. So you're davening anyway, so have kavana. It's so simple. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? This halacha that you have to have kavana by the first parsha, zeh be'inyin l'chala parshios, right? Masha'in came. That's every parsha you have to have kavana. Of course, all three parshios. Masha'in came. Kavana zu. What's the kavana by this pasuk? Lisbonain. Velosam alibo. To think about. Masha, what are you saying? What are you saying when you say the first pasuk? What are you saying? Lekachuli kuva rak pasuk rishon. That's only the first pasuk. Sheyesh bo ikur kabalas ol malchus shamayim va'achudaso yisbarach. That's what took me years. 20 years of my life. When I say Shema, I have three things in mind. Number one, what the words mean. Number two, that I'm being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And number three, that I'm being mekabel ol malchus shemayim. It takes an extra 5 seconds. And here I am sitting here anyway. Not like I'm doing something special. I'm here anyway. And then you're mekayim a mitzvah that you do every single day of your life. Think about it. V'yesh omrim. Others say, shafilu kavana lotze thuli kuvo rak pasuk rishon. Okay, so it's a machlokus about that. When we say you have to have kavana for the first pasuk of Shema, does it mean this super kavana? Everyone agrees to that. What about the regular kavana? That's a machlokus. Is it only the first pasuk or even the rest of Shema? So you want to be makel and hold only the first pasuk? Fine. It's a machlokus. That you can be makel. And I'm only going to have kavana for the first pasuk, and the rest of it I'm going to read like I'm half asleep. That's fine. Because there's a machlokus about that. But at least the first pasuk to have kavana that you're being mekayim a mitzvah, and what the words mean, and you're being mekabel ol malchus shemayim, no one argues on that. No one argues on that. And you're here anyway. So I'm not asking you to do something that you're not already doing. Kavana changes your whole life. A little kavana changes your whole life. It makes everything more different. Now, it's so funny how we are so used to having kavana on things that have come up once in a blue moon. And the things we do every day, we're just doing it. So backwards. It's amazing, right? Okay. Where are we up to? Tanya, Sumchas Omer. Kol ha-mayrach be'achad. If anybody's mayrach by the word achad, arichin lo yom v'shmosav, you get extra life. Omer of ha'achab ar Yaakov, u'bedalad, on the dalad. Right? Because the dalad is the four directions of the world. Omer of ashi, u'bavachal yachtov peches. And don't swallow up the ches when you do that. Don't swallow up the ches. Rabbi Yirmiyah havi Yosef kamei of chiyah bar Abba, havi ha'mayrach, it's taking a very long time to say the word achad. Amalei, listen, what are you doing? Kivon da'al milchasei ma'alamai l'mato al-baruchos ha-shamayim. Once you have in mind that you're being mamlech Hashem on the four directions of the world, sulo tzricha, how long more you have to schlep? Right? Amr ibn Asim bar Ukva, Amr Rab, Yehuda, al-levecha b'amida. Till al-levecha standing up. What does that mean? Al-levecha sadavet, what does that mean? Al-eima ad al-levecha b'amida. No, until al-levecha, you're walking, you're saying shalom, you're walking, you got to stop for that. Until al-levecha, the first two tzitzukim. Mikan ve'elech lo, after that you keep on walking. So the people do this, I do this. I walk to shul on Shabbos morning, I'm saying Shema. Why? Because I'm going to miss the Zman here. So while I'm walking, you have to stop for the first two, three psukim. Then the rest, you can continue walking. Because it's hard to have kavana when you're walking.
What happened to a balak of kavana?
The rest of it. And we're going to learn what that means tomorrow, and later in the week. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, call parsha kula b'amida. What kind of thing is that? The whole parsha b'amida. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Taimei, Dama Rabbi Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kerbacha, Ozham Shem Yehuda. Fine. Tanabanan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Malkeinu Hashem Echad. Zu Kriyah Shema Shel Yehuda Hanasi. This was the Kriyah Shema of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, right? He was Torah Umnaso. He was somebody, none of us are like that. He was on a very high madrega. He's learning all day long. He's got to start to do mitzvahs. He's going to do the bare minimum mitzvah, which is Shema Yisrael. Amar Rav 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 Chiya Bar Lo Chazina LeRebbe LeMakabel Of Al Malchus Shemayim. I never saw Rebbe even Makabel Of Al Malchus Shemayim, right? I Rashi says, I looked at Zman Kriyah Shema. I didn't see him saying Kriyah Shema, Rebbe. So Amalei Bar Pachti, you son of great people, B'shah Shamar V'yadav Al Panav, when he puts his hand on his face, U'makabal of Al Malchus Shemayim, that's what it is. Now, Chozer V'gomra, or in a Chozer V'gomra, did he go back and say Shema again? Did he say the rest of Shema again? Bar Kapara Omer, in a Chozer, no he did not. Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda Omer Chozer V'gomra, he did. Amalei Bar Kapara Reb Shimon, Rebbe, B'shom L'didi, according to me, the Amina L'eino Chozer V'gomra, I hold it, he didn't say it again. Hainu de Mahader Rebbe Ashmaitza this Beitzias Mitzrayim. That's how Rebbe always managed to say when he's giving shir, he would throw in Beitzias Mitzrayim in some way to even kind of the mitzvah of Beitzias Mitzrayim. But according to you, he went back and said Shema. So I have to go back and say, the answer is, because Lahazkir is here this time, but Zmana, to say it at the right time, right? Even though you could say it the whole day, okay, it was a mile to say it in Shema. That's where it's established. Amar Rav Al Ilya, Bread of Shmuel Bar Marta, Mishmei de Rav. Amar, Shema Yisrael Hashem Malkeinu Hashem Echad. V'nenath, B'sheina, Yatza. You say Shema, and you fall asleep, and you're mumbling the rest of it like you're half asleep. People do that. You're mumbling, and you're saying you're half asleep. You're Yotze. Amalei Rav Nachman, L'daru Avdei. Rav Nachman told the servant, B'psuka Kama, Tyron, Tyron. Make sure I'm awake for that first pasuk. Tvei, Loma Tyron. After that, you can leave me alone. Don't bother me. Amalei Rav Yosef, L'Rav Yosef, Brei, D'Rabba, Avuch. Hech Yavid Avid, what did your father do? Amalei, Tzuka Kama, Havi Kama, Mitzayin Afshi. For the first pasuk, he made sure he was awake. Tzvei, Lahi, Mitzayin Afshi. After that, he didn't bother himself so much. Amar of Yosef, Prakton, a guy lying on his back, it's a machlok, it means back or stomach. Either way, you shouldn't do that. Lo yikra kriyishma. Shouldn't say kriyishma like that. One second. Mikruhu de lo kari hamagina shapardami. What, to say kriyishma you shouldn't do, but to lie like that you could do? You're not supposed to lie like that either. Harbosh Yeshua ben Levi lied him on the gunia parakit. He would curse somebody that laid in his back. Not appropriate. So Amri migna kamatli shapardami. It means he was tilted a little bit to the side. Right? Mikra afagaf damatli nami osir. So he tilted you could be, but to say kriyishma, that you shouldn't do. V'har Rabbi Yochanan matli v'kari. Rabbi Yochanan did that. He said kriyishma and he was leaning to the side. Shana Rabbi Yochanan the babasar have. Rabbi Yochanan was different because he was a little bit heavy. So it's hard for him to turn over. They let him do it. Okay? So I think we'll stop here because now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of this prakim issue, prakim and shol, meshiv, and kavod, and yira. It's a little bit complicated. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.
All right.
One second.